All right. Well, thank you all for being here. This is Sharon, and it's our third Thursday for February. And tonight we have a really interesting presentation by the membership committee, and they're represented well in force. And I think they have a lot of things to talk with us about, not just about dues, but about being a member and many other aspects of what that entails. So I'm going to step aside and mute. And Cheryl, would you like to begin?
Yes, thank you so much, Sharon. It's very nice. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I am a new chair of our membership committee. I'm very fortunate that our committee reflects, has a representative from most of our chapters. So I've got Jeanette Kutosh, Boston, Mary Haroyan, Central Mass, and thankfully the recent chair, so she knows a lot of stuff that I don't know. Sandra Burgess from Western Mass, Brian Charlson from Charles River chapter, and Nick Claudio from the student chapter. Tonight, as Sharon said, we want to talk to you about membership, and we've sort of come up with a way to do it that we're going to, I'm going to invite Jeanette to start us off with a little icebreaker.
Okay, so I want everyone here to think of two words that describes their feeling about Bay State, and I'd like people to raise hands. I'm going to start out and give you an example. David, we will be raising hands for this particular item, which is I want everyone to think about two words and tell us what they are that explain how they feel about their membership in Bay State. And once you announce your two words, I want you to give one sentence about why. And I'm going to start. My two words are humbling and accepted. And for me, it came because of two things that happened when I joined Bay State. The first was I went to a convention and Brian needed somebody to take notes for a survey that was being done, and nobody had any note-taking equipment except me. And little did I know this was going to be a project. It was a lot of work, but it was fun. And I took the notes and it was appreciated. And I actually got a very nice thank you from him for having done a nice job. And the second was I went to another convention and there was a constitutional amendment, and I made a suggestion as to how we could fix a problem. I don't remember what it was, but I do know that not only was it accepted, but it was added to the amendment. And nobody thought twice about it. So who would like to raise their hand and contribute two words and tell us why? Nona, you may unmute.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My first word would be welcome. Second word would be inspired. And in terms of a sentence, could you repeat that again, Jeanette, like in terms of a sentence?
So just like why do those two words fit for you?
Okay. Even before I became a member, I had worked on a project with my sister regarding audio description. And, you know, receiving an award in recognition of that, I just felt, you know, very welcomed And it really made me look at the organization and really kind of stepped up my advocacy efforts. So I felt very, you know, very at home with the Bay State.
Great.
Sharon is next. Well, go ahead, Sharon. You can unmute.
Okay. My words are encouraging and rich. Encouraging because I'm a blind person from birth, and I have felt in many contexts like that was a real disadvantage and like I could never measure up to other blind people, and pretty much have been told that. And I haven't found that in Bay State Council of the Blind. It's been a place where I've been allowed to make mistakes and to show my talents and my friendship, and I've really appreciated that. As far as the rich part, what always amazes me is how many different kinds of people we have at Bay State who have all different levels of skill and interest. And I just find that really amazing because it's not a cookie cutter kind of organization. Thank you.
Okay, Jane, you
Jane,
can unmute.
Jane, you may unmute.
My two words are community and friendships. Excuse me. And you have welcomed me into a community where we all bring something special to the table despite our abilities, our education, and our vision impairment to make long-lasting friendships, which I invaluable.
Mary, you may unmute.
I'm going to say learning and community as well. And for me, I've had the opportunity to really learn from other blind and visually impaired people, being part of Bay State in a way that I never had that opportunity, not having been connected with a blind community before. So that's been kind of a revelation. And just being part of the community is very, very supportive.
Myra, you may unmute.
I am going to say grateful and supported. And I guess I've spent most of my adult life in Massachusetts, and I've belonged to Bay State for many years. I've been extremely peripheral, and I haven't, up until about 2 years ago, I really didn't do very much except send in my dues. And when I retired, I decided it was time for me to get better at being a blind person and perhaps give back to some of the people who have done so much to make my life as a blind person easier because of all the work that they've done that I never did. So I'm grateful that I joined this group, and people said they were happy to have me here, and they gave me things to do. And I feel like if I have a question for anybody, I can ask it. And that's what I mean about supported. A couple months ago, I had I had to have an electric stove suddenly, and I hadn't had one in a long time. And it's sort of embarrassing to call someone up and say, I don't know how to use an electric stove, because I'm, you know, pretty old, and I've had a gas stove forever, and I've cooked on my own forever, but I'm afraid of electric stoves. And I called Brian, and he didn't laugh at me at all. He was very supportive of my need to know how to use one. And I'm happy to say that I did actually figure out how to use it. And it's a non-judgmental group of people for whom I am very grateful.
David, you may unmute.
Oh, is my technology working now?
Yes.
Okay. So I wish it had been earlier, because Jane and Mary stole my word community. But again, I would be the third one to say that, but maybe related to that a bit. Empowering and inspirational. I think by being part of a community, I have felt empowered. You know, if you have a problem with the MBTA or with the MCB for services or something like that, or whatever it might be. And you're only an individual. Well, you're only an individual, but if you're part of a community and you can get the community to back you because there are people with similar problems or similar issues, then, you know, you are empowered to potentially make a difference. Not that it's easy, but you got a better shot than just being an individual on your own. And I would say inspirational just because I have learned so much from so many of the people as role models and so on. I first came into the care to the SCB. I think first time was like 2008. I was sort of a recent graduate year before from the Carroll Center, and still was trying to learn about the blindness community. And there's just so many people in BSCB who know so much stuff about what's going on, and they're willing and open to sharing it. And over time, you know, I learn stuff and I become a part of the community. And without this group, you know, my life would not be quite as full as it is right now.
Hey, Jeanette.
Yeah.
So, mindful of time, do you want to maybe take one more person, and then we're going to move on to Mary and Sandy?
Yeah, so much for my one sentence. Rhonda, you're going to be the last person. Please unmute.
Hello. My two words are growth and new experiences. And I summarize that by saying through my connections with BSCB, I have grown in relationships and also my skill level with advocacy.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, this is Cheryl speaking, and I've just got to say how powerful and, how impactful I think all the words that folks have shared, has been. And Jeanette, thank you so much for doing our icebreaker. Now I'm going to invite Sandy and Mary to talk a little more about benefits. So sort of following on the theme from our icebreaker.
Yes, sorry, I was muted. Sorry about that. Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay.
So I'm going to start and then turn it over to Sandy. So Sandy and I are going to talk about just some of the benefits of membership in Bay State. We, you know, as a committee, we did some brainstorming on what some of the benefits are. So the first one that I think of all the time of membership is the right to vote. The right to vote for board of directors, and the right to vote when resolutions come to the floor during convention. And especially when it comes to resolutions, you know, as members, we can really shape the advocacy direction of the organization. We can speak our mind and put forth resolutions. And really help to shape the way in which Bay State will advocate and the priorities it will choose. Another benefit of membership is being able to run for a board position yourself. And as an officer or as a director, and to join a committee. Bay State has many, many committees. And so much of the work of Bay State is really done at the committee level. You know, very often things that are discussed on the board will be assigned to a committee. And that's where things are really discussed and focused. So as members, you can join any committee that is of interest to you. And, you know, if you would like to be more behind the scenes, but still be involved, that's a wonderful place to be. So I will turn it over to Sandy and let her continue. Sandy?
Okay. Thanks, Mary. Mm-hmm. I have four benefits. Meeting others who are blind or visually impaired. Also, meeting people and not just the similarities because of disabilities, but also in learning things, as somebody mentioned a few minutes ago about Jeanette with the, it was Myra with the electric stove. I find a lot of times I go to meetings with other people who have blindness or vision loss, and I may learn how to do something that they know how to do and they talk about it, and I kind of follow and do the same thing. So there's a lot of like role modeling that way. Being with people who have similar interests, participating in advocacy. As a member, we can apply for financial assistance if we need it to go to the leadership seminar in Washington, D.C. Memberships shows a commitment from us, and it helps unite us as an organization. We can also be eligible to apply for the DKM money for first-timers to go to national convention, and the J.P. Morgan Chase Fellow Award, which is for people that want to get into leadership training. And there's a chance to learn various skills, like being invited to be on the membership committee, which was what happened with me. I was not terribly involved. I don't have a chapter in Western Mass. I joined specifically because of the guide dog users, and they were trying to get guide dogs allowed into Hawaii years back. And then Mary called me up and asked me if I wanted to be on membership committee. So that's all I have to add to this.
Mary, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I was just going to add too about the more members Bay State has, the more sort of quote unquote power we have on the national level. We get a certain number of delegate votes based on our membership.
Right.
And so the more members we have, the more delegate votes we'll have on the national level. So at national convention, we'll be assigned more votes, and, we'll then have a little bit more influence on voting. So that's another benefit to being a larger affiliate. We're about a mid-size affiliate now on the national. States like California and Florida, the largest, they have 25, affiliate votes. And, they're very large states. We have 8. That's another benefit of membership as well. And I think that's about all I had, Cheryl.
All right. Well, thank you. So I hope if anybody is a little bit competitive and you wanted to, as Mary said, you want to help us become a little, get some more sway on the national level, think about reaching out to other folks and encouraging them to join us, or even if you're not competitive. and the benefits that we've talked about, in the words that people shared in the icebreaker, those things are meaningful to you. Again, please seriously think about joining if you're not a member already, paying your dues this year if you are a member, and reaching out to your friends and encouraging them to join.
Cheryl, excuse me, it's Sharon. I just wanted to say that the way the votes are determined, for every 25 people that we have, we get a vote on the national level. So that I just wanted to have people understand how that works. Thank you.
Thank you. That's right. Good.
Thank you. And Cheryl, I just remember too, chapters. I'm not sure if we mentioned chapters as another benefit, for membership, So if you Or a member that lived near where a chapter meets. That's another way of being able to really socialize and get to know people on a even more sort of friendly, right, you know, basis.
Absolutely. So we're going to invite Jeanette to talk, sort of give a little bit of a testimony. So we're actually to testify, as they say, in church, to come and tell us sort of your experience, her experience of being a member, and you know, what benefits she personally feels from being a BSCB member.
So when I was a lot younger, I came to a couple of Bay State meetings. Didn't really get a whole lot involved. I'd go to the fall convention. I never really did a spring one, and I don't know, something caught my eye one day and I signed up for a fall one. And that same year I signed up for a spring one. And I was surprised because people actually talked to me. I have gone to other groups for membership meetings where I would say, you know, is there any room at this table? Can I sit with you guys? You're part of the group I know. Oh, no, there's no room for you. We're saving all these seats. That stuck with me. I've never seen that happen at Bay State. You know, once in a while, somebody would say, I'm saving two seats for so-and-so. But then somebody else would say, but we have room at this table. So that was one thing. The other thing was that in the smaller groups, when we broke out, my ideas were considered at least as valuable as everybody else's. I have been in other groups where I've been told, well, you can't be a mentor. You're too old. We need younger people. And I am older than many in Bay State, but nobody in Bay State has ever told me I'm too old. So it's all of those things that made such a huge difference for me. And when Boston was thinking of starting its chapter, people who knew me asked me, you know, here are the places you can go, but we'd love you to be a part of our chapter. And here are the reasons why. And I think because in that situation, I was more comfortable than in a couple of my other options. I gravitated toward the Boston chapter. And right now that's where I sit. And I may eventually join other groups, but I think, you know, the fact that nobody ever said I was too old or we need younger people or, you know, you shouldn't be in this chapter, you should be in this chapter. All of those things made a huge difference for me. And the fact that nobody ever said I couldn't really sit with them because they were waiting for someone else was just huge for me. And I guess the last thing I want to say about this is I think sometimes we all feel that groups only want us for our money or for our ability to do a certain task. For me, in other groups, it's using my Braille embosser for projects for the groups. I've never gotten that from Bay State. My contributions have been appreciated, but I never felt it was too little or not enough. And I think all of those things for me have made a huge difference. And that's all I have to say. And that's my story.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeanette. I mean, again, that is so, I got goosebumps because I think that this, you know, one of the things that I think we're all saying, but we haven't quite used the word as yet, is that BSCB is this place where we feel we belong. And that's, you know, it's a term that's sort of being thrown around in our contemporary times a lot, but it really is important. I mean, it's so, so important to feel that you're with a group of people who appreciate you, value you, and see value in you. You know, so thank you, Mary and Jeanette and Sandy, for helping us to bring those ideas to the front. So I have the task to really sort of talk to you a little bit about the nitty-gritty boring stuff. So how do you actually become a member? So to become a member, well, let me start here. Membership is based on an annual calendar. So membership runs from January through December. Right now we're in our membership sort of push for 2022. And our goal is to have our membership, our dues collected by February 28th. And the reason we set that deadline is that we need to then do some work with sort of membership database for the American Council of the Blind. And if we get our dues together by February 28th, it gives us that time to update our membership and to get the certification process going. And that's important because, as Mary mentioned at her, as her first benefit, once you're a member, you can vote. And you can vote not only at our state level, but then you can vote at the national level. And also, as Mary and Sharon both stated, the more members we have, the greater sort of sway or greater voting, voting leeway we have on the national level. As it's been mentioned, BSCB has 6 chapters. We have 4 what we call regional chapters and 2 special interest chapters. We have Boston, let's see, Central Mass, South Shore, the Charles River. Those are our 4 regional chapters. And then our 2 special interest chapters are students and the at-large group. For Boston, dues is $20 a year. For Central Mass, South Shore, Charles River, students and the at-large chapters, those are, it's $15. And for the Guide Dog Users of America, the dues are $30. So for everyone except students and at-large members, you should, and I hope you have, contacted either the president or the treasurer of your chapter that you belong to, and you've asked them sort of what's the process for paying your dues. For students and at-large members, you've got a few ways that you can pay your dues. One is by using the PayPal app. You can send your dues to at Bay State Council Blind. It's all squished together. So you can use the PayPal app. You can also, through PayPal, you can go online and you can send your dues to the Bay State Council of the Blind that way. The other way you can is the good old-fashioned send a check. And you would make the check out to Bay State Council of the Blind, and you would send it to our new treasurer, whose name is Nick Corbett. His address is 150 Rumford, that's Rumford Avenue, apartment 106, that's Manfield, Massachusetts, 02048. You can also call Nick directly. And his phone number is 401-633-4883. And you can give him your credit card information, and you know, he can process membership that way also. And I'm talking about students and at-large members, and the amount is $15. I'm going to say, if you are somebody and you've been using PayPal and having problems, give me a call, and we'll try to do it together. And hopefully we can get it done. My number is 617-731-5998. And there are also, I suppose, two more memberships I'd like to tell you about. One is you can become a lifetime Bay State Council of the Blind member, and that is $250. And, or you could also choose to become a lifetime ACB member, and that is $1,000. So I am going to stop there and open it up for any questions.
Daryl?
Yes.
This is Brian. I wanted to say that as chair of the Resolutions Committee for this year's conference, that I encourage anybody who has an idea of something they'd like the organization to take a stand on, you can reach out to me as the chair of that committee. I can be reached by email at Brian Charlson, one word, BRIANCHARLSON, at comcast.net, or by phone at 617-831-3272. One of the great benefits of being a member of the organization is participating in our conferences. And this year it will be April 30 and May 1st. That's a Saturday and Sunday. Great program has already been put together. We'll have a chance to fellowship together online, learn from one another, and enjoy what so many people here have been talking about, the community that is Bay State Council.
Cheryl, this is Sharon, and I'm wondering if you might be able to put on an ounce, if you're comfortable doing that, how people can reach Nick and you.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be great. And are people familiar with getting onto Bay State Council of the Blind, BSCB announce? That's a great way to hear about what's going on, but not to get involved in chit-chat, because it's just announcements. Is everyone here on the call familiar with that? Any questions on that?
I think, why don't you just go ahead and tell us how to do it?
Sure. Okay. So you can do this by, you can subscribe to the email list, of course, no charge, by sending an email to acblists.org, right?
Sharon?
No.
Sharon?
Oh, that's right.
No.
It's plus subscribe. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's acb-announce plus the plus sign subscribe at acblists.org. And we also have a chat list, BSCBL, so that would be BSCB-L plus subscribe at acblists.org. That one can be active, but most of the time it isn't too much. Normally, people that are on that list maybe will have a conversation about the ride when things are going kaflooey, or something that somebody needs and wants some help with. So you're welcome to be a member of both of those. Thank you.
And Cheryl, I wanted to say too, this is Mary, that Nick Corbett did send out an email with, of course he sent it out probably mid-January to all members with all of that information that you gave regarding, you know, the PayPal link and his address and all that. So we can certainly ask him to maybe resend that too, because that had all that information.
Yeah, I've got the email. So
yeah, okay, yeah.
Just, mm-hmm. I would just copy it and mm-hmm. put it out on the announce list.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
This is Myra. Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are there any restrictions about what people can put on the announce list? For example, if you happen to have some items that you would want to give away that are blindness specific, or that you would want to sell that are blindness specific, is there a way to put those on, or is there a way to put them anywhere?
I think I would use the BSCBL list for that, because okay. the announce list goes to like a wider spectrum of people, and I don't okay. know that, you know, it's more than just, I think, folks who are blind.
Okay.
And Myra, there's another
Elizabeth.
List. Excuse me.
Sorry,
one second,
Sharon.
Elizabeth. Oh, that's okay. Myra, there's another list that I belong to, and I'll forward you privately. It's blind ads. And that's not a BSCB list. That's a beyond BSCB. And okay. people put on things, and then you put your contact information, and somebody gets in touch with you privately off that list. So I'll send
Thanks.
You one.
Thank
sure.
you.
Sure. Elizabeth, you may unmute.
Hi, everyone. I have two questions. The first one is, can you tell me the reason why the different chapters pay the different amounts? And I have, I think, two people that would like to join. They know the chapter they would like to join. Do they contact the president of that chapter? How does that work?
I'll answer the second question first. I would encourage them to contact the president of the chapter.
Okay.
And if you don't know the person's contact information, you can find it on the BSCB website, which is acbofma.org.
I have the president's information of the chapter they would like to join, because I'm okay. a part of that chapter.
Awesome. That's yeah, enough. So I would go directly to the chapter and do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't have an answer for your question about dues.
I do. Brian does.
Oh, there's Brian.
And that
okay.
is, each chapter has the right, if you will, to establish their own dues. For okay. each person who joins their chapter, they forward $9 to the state organization, and the state then forwards a portion of that $9 onto the national organization. So okay. paying the one dues pays at all levels, chapter, state, and national. If the local okay. chapter has little or no need for raising money to support their activities, then they tend to keep their chapter dues low. The reason Guide Dog Users of Massachusetts, for example, is the highest dues is because uh-huh. their dues pays for the local chapter plus Bay State plus ACB plus Guide Dog Users International. So those dues are actually paying four different organizations, and that's why it's more expensive.
Gotcha. Thank you for describing that.
Any more questions about membership?
I don't see any other hands raised.
I would like to make a brief recommendation to one and all, and that is, so much of what's been valuable in my life and being involved with the Bay State Council and ACB and one level or another all of my life is the opportunities it's given me to expand my certainly circle of friends. Also, it's allowed me to get experience doing things that I struggled to getting others to allow me to have experience doing. My first experience in dealing with significant amounts of money came through my involvement with ACB affiliates and eventually as treasurer of ACB itself. And that really helped me in my career development because I could point in my resume that I had financial experience. The same thing is true with opportunities to speak before organizations or conferences and the like. That really helped bolster my resume when it came to public speaking. So think of this also as an opportunity that many of us struggle to get, and that's an opportunity to get true experience that leads to better chances for employment and better opportunities in the rest of our lives.
Thank you, Brian. I want to say that's important because occasionally you will hear people sort of mocking somebody's desire to use this experience to help them with their career. And I'd like to back you up that I think it's just as valid as any other reason for getting involved in a volunteer opportunity. Lots of people do it all the time. So thank you for reminding us about that. Jeanette, any other hands?
No other hands at this time, Cheryl.
Great. Well, I know people are thinking, oh, this means we get to go. No. We planned this all out. So we actually have, and I have to thank Mary for submitting these questions. We've got a little trivia section that we want to wrap up the evening with. So I'm going to invite Mary and Jeanette and Sandy to, ask questions, and let's see who knows the answers. So Mary, do you want to get us started?
Before you do that, people need to raise their hands.
Oh,
and
yes.
I will.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Three people try to answer.
It doesn't matter because hopefully we'll hear somebody yell out the right answer, and if not, we'll say boo to all three of them. Okay.
Okay, so
can raise your hand, whatever.
Okay, so should we have people raise their hand as opposed to just maybe say their name and then we can call on them with an answer?
I was just thinking it would be easier to hear people's answer if we did it, but
with the raised hands.
No, you guys are good. Raise hands.
Okay, we'll do raised hands. Okay, alrighty. So I guess I'll start. With a question. So, one question Cheryl's already given the answer to, so I think I'll skip that one. But
who's been listening?
Who's paying attention?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll start off with this one. How many chapters in the Bay State Council of the Blind?
David?
So like Jeopardy, I hit the yes before the question. Yeah. So that's the Bay State Council is both competitive and fun and then sometimes vicious. So six chapters.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Can you name them?
Yeah, and the reason why is because I had to give a little spiel yesterday at this SR. So we have Boston, we have South Shore, we have Central Mass, we have Charles River, we have GDUM, and we have students.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Okay. Did my homework.
Yes. Anybody? Okay, next, I will pass it on to another committee member to ask a question, unless you want me to ask another question, Cheryl.
Jeanette, let me see. Jeanette, are you ready to ask question two?
I actually can't. I can't be in two screens at once.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So Mary, go ahead.
Okay, sure. What would list two ways in which Bay State Council of the Blind communicates with its members or with the general public?
two different communication methods that they use. We use, and there's many more than two.
Shirley, you get first shot at this. You may unmute.
I'm so sorry. I had my voiceover on trying to figure out what was on my screen. What was the question? I apologize.
Oh, okay. The question is, what are two communication methods that Bay State Council of the Blind uses to communicate or, you know, reach out to members or to, you know, the public?
Okay.
One or two, if you can just list one, that's okay.
Would one be email?
Yes, yes. And what would that be? Do you know what it's called? What the email is called that Bay State puts out?
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Was it one of the ones that you mentioned with the BSCB announce or the BSCB-L?
Yes, excellent. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I was paying attention.
Yeah. Yes, you were. Very good. Very good. Any other raised hands, Jeanette, for anybody?
Hold on. Let me go back.
Sharon's hand's up, Jeanette.
Sharon's hand is up again. Yes. Sharon, you may unmute.
Okay. One thing that I don't think we mentioned is what's called Baylines Express. And that's a monthly newsletter that we put out. Diana Leonard is our editor, and it's an email one. And Myra contributes, edits and helps to contribute articles from a variety of our members. And so that's kind of a neat distillation of what's going on in the month, whether it's news from the board, sometimes it'll be upcoming events. There's sometimes a song to get you through the week, and it's really pretty cool. And it comes out on Bay State Announce. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was another communication method. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Myra, you may unmute.
There's an audio newsletter called Council Connection that Steve Dresser does, and it's once a month, and he does it audio, and he does it in electronic braille.
Mm-hmm. Yes, another very, very excellent communication method. Yeah. Okay. Well, those were the main ones, but if anybody else, I don't know if any other hands are raised, if others have.
No.
Okay.
Why don't you go to your next question?
Oh, you want me to? Okay.
David just raised his hand. David, you may unmute. I guess David is not going to unmute.
Okay. Am I unmuted now?
Yes, you are muted now.
I'm having all sorts of tech challenges today. The question is sort of like, what color is the White House? It's white. What are we on right now? We are on Thursday, so that's another one. We're on it right now. So.
Okay. Next question is, which I'm trying to think of how it was worded, but who had been a former Massachusetts Commission for the Blind commissioner who then became executive director of the American Council of the Blind. So we're looking for the person's name, former commissioner and then executive director of American Council of the Blind.
I want to call on somebody different. Jane, you may unmute.
I hope the answer is Mr. Charles Crawford.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Be correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Very good. Do we
I'd add to that, by the way, he was also a founding member of the Bay State Council of the Blind. Well, the organization in those days was called the Blind Leadership Club.
Oh, and does anyone know the year that the Blind Leadership Club was established?
1963.
It was back in the 70s. No. It was back in the 70s.
Mm. Yeah. I think it was 1970.
1973.
Because I think they just, it was recently 50 years, so I think it's 1970. And, well, I think one last question, I don't know if we have time for more than that, but one last question would be, what is the Betty Gazagian Service Award? What is the description of that award? That's a tough one, possibly.
Standing service to the organization.
Hold on. Sharon, you may unmute.
Well, I don't know if I have this right, but as I remember it, I think Jane was starting to say it actually. This is an outstanding service award by an individual member of Bay State Council of the Blind. As I remember Betty, she was a person with low vision and was very active in establishing a group for people with low vision. And I better stop while I'm ahead. Somebody else take over.
Anybody else want to add to Sharon's answer?
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Oh, Brian first.
Yep.
I just wanted to say that Betty and Al Gazagian were very active members in the Watertown community. And before there was a Charles River chapter, we met regularly. And Betty was one of the forming members of that group. It started as a low vision group until this troublesome couple, the Charlesons, moved into town. And suddenly a lot of blind people started joining the group, as well as the low vision folks. And it became the Charles River chapter. And we created this award to honor those who did outstanding work on behalf of blind and visually impaired community, themselves being blind or visually impaired.
Mm-hmm. Right. And BSCB members, as opposed to the
absolutely.
Right, the
a other membership awards. Award. Yeah. Yeah.
Membership award, right, yes. Okay. And Alice, the one last question. Who is another member of Bay State Council of the Blind who went on to become ACB's president? A member of Bay State who became ACB president.
Myra has already answered, so. But Myra, why don't
it
you?
It was Kim.
Whoops. Unmute.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what, Myra? Did I hear an answer?
Kim, but then.
I think Myra.
Okay.
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It was Kim Charlson, and she was the first person who was, the first woman who was ever elected to the position.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We need another one.
Yes. Okay.
Nothing against the current president. We just have too many men in charge of too many things.
And the first woman elected to any such place, because NFB has never had a woman, a female president.
Mm.
Right. No, they have not.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you. Look at this. We are at 8:59. So thank you, Mary and Jeanette and Sandy, Brian, and everybody who contributed to making, I hope, this evening informative. And thank you, Sharon, for inviting us to come and talk about the membership committee. A little plug. As Mary said, if you're a member of BSCB and you're interested in joining us, we meet every other month. On what day do we meet, Mary? The third.
It's the second Monday of the month.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you guys are here. So we meet the second Monday of the month. What time do we meet? Seven or 7:30.
Seven or 7:30, depending on scheduling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I have such a great committee. So thank you. Thank you very much, Sharon. And truly, if anybody has any questions, get in touch.
I have a brief comment before we leave. And that is, first of all, I want to thank everyone who has sent ideas to me and the publication committee for other third Thursday events. I'm working into the fall now, which is great. And next one on the March, I guess it would be 17th, right?
Yes.
Okay. Will be what used to be called Go-Go Grandparent. And I think they are now just called Go-Go. They've taken the grandparent. And those of you who have an idea that this is a really terrifically expensive service, things have changed a little bit. They have subscription plans, and it's a little easier to navigate. And what this is this is a group that helps people who are not using smartphones or iPads and who want to use Uber and Lyft, and also need help with grocery ordering for Instacart, and a few other things besides with pharmacies. So their services have really expanded. And I heard them speak at Perkins, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And I thought, wow, we've got to have this on. So that's what we're going to be doing. So I hope you can join us then. Thank you.